Mark your calendars. The 9th annual Race for the Warrior is back. It is happening May 20th, and we're getting all the details right now. Joining us live, we got Eric Flores, the co-chair of the race committee. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Kayla. How are you today?
I am doing great. I'm so excited to hear the details about Race for the Warrior. But for folks who have never heard of this, what is it?
Race for the Warrior is our signature event of the Northeast Indiana Base Media Council. It's simply a 5K, 10K race, walk, ruck held on the taxiway of the Fort Wayne International Airport. As you said, this is our 9th annual event. It's growing and getting better every year.
What is a ruck, Eric?
Rucksacks, basically a military backpack. In lieu of running the race, many of our participants, ROTC teams, et cetera, will fill a ruck. Typically, military weight is 35 pounds and basically march through the course itself. We actually do have a ruck award for our fastest time.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So will all of the races still go down, rain or shine? Does that matter?
Yes, we will not stop. Rain doesn't stop the military. It's a great event. A couple years ago, if you look at some photos, it was torrential rain, and yet we still had over 50 on-site registrations.
Wow.
It's a great time.
Well, let's talk about registration. How do folks register, and when is the deadline to do that?
So everything can be done at our website. It's racefortheWarrior.org. You could register to participate, volunteer, or support by a sponsorship. We never really shut our registration down. It's open online until Friday. We do packet pickup that day. We shut it down temporarily just to kind of regroup and get our numbers, and then open it up again first thing Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m. for on-site registration.
Oh, that's cool. So you can still register day of the race if you don't make this Friday's deadline. What does it cost, and what does that cost include?
The cost of the 5K is $35, and the 10K is $45. It includes a really great T-shirt. Wish we were on television because we've really got a great design.
Ah, darn.
Did it for us. includes a T-shirt, the event itself, then after party, after race event, one meal from South the Grill, and one adult beverage from Electric Promotions.
Oh, that's so cool. And then I'm assuming the proceeds go to the Northeast Indiana Base Community Council?
100% of the net proceeds goes to the Military Support Fund of the Base Community Council.
I love that.
The Military Support Fund is an emergency grant given to anyone currently serving in Northeast Indiana.
Eric, it's a fantastic thing. I love that it's happening right here in Fort Wayne. Really quick, the location of the race, because I know it's different this year from previous years.
Yeah, location changed slightly. We're still on a taxiway of the airport due to KC-135s moving up from Grissom Air Force Base. We've moved to an alternate location. Simplest way to find us is to park at Fort Wayne Meadows parking lots. They were generous enough to let us use their parking areas. Then it's a short walk to the race course itself. There'll be plenty of signs.
One more time, the website for all the details and to register?
RaceForTheWarrior.org.
Eric, I hope it goes off without a hitch on May 20th. I won't be here this year. I'm going to be in Hawaii during the race, but best of luck to you, my friend.
I heard that on the radio. We're jealous, man. You have a great time.
Well, I'm jealous. You have a good time there at the race. That is Eric Flores. He is the co-chair of the race committee. He also actually serves on the Northeast Indiana Base Community Council as well. Mark your calendars May 20th. All the details online at RaceForTheWarrior.org.
Podcasts by Federated Media.